Perhaps no style of Italian wine has suffered more from both a sense of inferiority and actually being inferior than sparkling wine, or spumanti. After World War II, during the epoch of Italian industrial wine, the few sparkling winemakers there were in Italy threw up their hands, ceding supremacy to their northwestern neighbor, France. After all, France was home to Champagne, one of the most prestigious and heavily regulated wines in the world. And so, instead of trying to compete, Italian winemakers went in the other direction, churning out cheap Proseccos and millions of bottles of middling, sickly sweet Asti Spumanti and the buffoonish Lambrusco. When I first started out in wine, that was still largely the landscape. Champagne was thought of as the good stuff, worthy of esteem. Prosecco was simply fun and quaffable. But over the last 20 years, the interest in native grapes, the rising tide of the quality of Italian wines in general, and an interest in ancient methods of vinifying have caused a revolution in sparkling wine. Many producers have borrowed from the French, adopting the more handcrafted method used in Champagne, aka méthode champenoise, the traditional method, or, on the Italian side of the border, metodo classico. It's an expensive process that involves secondary fermentation in the bottle and produces a more expressive result. Others have hightailed it to the technology-free techniques of their ancestors, creating fizzy, sometimes cloudy, and often colorful wines called Pet Nats, short for Petillon Naturel, French for naturally bubbling. More accurately, in Italy, these are often the product of rifermentazione in bottiglia, a slightly different process that yields quite similar results, but without a catchy nickname. The reason a sparkling wine sparkles is a second fermentation during which the yeasts devour the sugars in the alcohol, excreting carbon dioxide. When done under pressure, the process yields bubbles. How and when it occurs and for how long it lasts has a profound effect on the end product. Traditionally, in the méthode champenoise, a still-base wine is made and then blended with other individually fermented wines in a process called assemblage. This blend of base wines, or cuvée, is then transferred to bottles, where sugar and yeast are added in a process called tirage. The bottles are sealed and fermented a second time, then aged on lees, the spent yeast that nevertheless endows complex flavors. Then comes riddling, during which the bottles are slowly turned so the lees, particles, and sediment travel to their necks. The necks are frozen, and then the bottles opened again and the lees removed, a process called disgorgement. Finally, the bottles are topped off with additional wine and simple syrup, the dosage, and corked. It is, to put it mildly, a labor and cost-intensive process. Unable to compete with their French neighbors in terms of quality and market share, Italian sparkling wine producers in the boom economico turned instead to the Metodo Martinotti, aka the Charmant method, or tank method. This technique was invented by Federico Montinotti, a director of the Royal Enological Station of Asti in 1895. But it was patented by the French inventor Eugène Charmant in 1907. Essentially, the Martinotti method did away with the back half of the process. After the initial fermentation, bulk quantities of the base wine were fermented a second time under pressure in stainless steel tanks. The wine was then filtered and bottled. Clearly, this was a much more cost-effective process and could be done at volume. The vast majority of Italy's prodigious output of Prosecco and Lambrusco was made with this method.